Here in town, you can nourish your soul with the tastiest and the cheapest eats. Enjoy the sounds of live music and get in touch with nature at that huge patio of yours.
Wow, now I see the light, Mr. Shannon.
Fast Eddie's Bon Air is enlightening.
You know, as usual, you're right, Mr. Shannon.
If you're 21 and in the mood and looking for enlightenment, get on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air.
ABC Radio presents Business Sense, brought to you by Wix. Create your own free website with the drag-and-drop builder. Learn more at Wix.com.
Going on a trip overseas and plan to use a card for purchases? Avoid using your debit card. Credit cards offer more protection in case you get hacked. Use your debit card at the ATM, but watch out for foreign transaction fees. Take an extra credit card in case one account gets frozen, and let your cardholder know of your travel plans for extra safety. And that's Business Sense, brought to you by Wix.
You're running your business, and we at Wix.com know things can get stressful. But creating your website doesn't have to be. With Wix, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. You don't have to be a programmer. Just drag and drop everything into place. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your own stunning website today. It's easy and free.
FYI, St. Louis, Appliance Discounters is having the biggest Bosch warehouse sale of the year. Get the lowest price ever on Bosch appliances, and you'll also get a 10% rebate back on purchases of three or more Bosch appliances. We're not stopping there. When you purchase any Bosch dishwasher, Appliance Discounters will install it for free. Appliance Discounters is the fastest growing Bosch appliance dealer in the Midwest. Shop any of our four locations in Webster Groves, St. Charles, Arnold, or Baldwin, or shop us online at theappliancediscounters.com.
As a true community bank, Pulaski Bank understands and is committed to the growth of local St. Louis businesses. Although they've grown over the years, they've never lost sight of who they are and what they're here to do. Pulaski Bank is dedicated to serving the needs of their clients by building relationships and trust, giving sound, straightforward advice, and providing exceptional service. Experience true community banking at Pulaski Bank. Call 314-878-2210 or visit PulaskiBank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Larry Connors. I want to remind you, this is a good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Listen each week to the Financial Safari with local retirement coach Jerry Means. Jerry says the best place to start when putting together a plan is to have the right definition of diversifying.
We have a lot of people come in. They do own small cap, mid cap, large cap, but they have all their money in stocks. And we think you should diversify among stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities. You know, it all boils down to the fact that all of the pieces of the financial puzzle need to fit together.
That's the Financial Safari, Sunday mornings at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee Can and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
Thursday through Sunday at Firestone Complete Auto Care, save $100 when you spend $500. See store for details. Offer valid March 26th through the 29th. Minimum purchase required. What would your team, group, or club do with $10,000? Enter Baymont Inns and Suites Home Team Hospitality Contest by April 27th. Visit baymontinns.com/hometeamhospitality for more.
For a first or second opinion on all your financial needs, please call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Dan Strauss is here with me, and so is the only guy on the show to still have a bracket alive in March Madness, Ian Geis. Where, how are you doing?
Thank you very much. I'm doing well this year. Usually not a... usually not the norm, but
Dan
picked
and I
a
both...
couple upsets this year.
Well,
so
that's good. So we're down to... not the Elite Eight yet. It's the Sweet 16 yesterday, so there's four more. So it's the tepid 12. What do they,
yes.
what do they call
yes.
it? A 12.
Yeah. Yes.
The terrific 12, something like that. Dan and I were out the first week because we both chose Flow Valley to go all the way. Bad choice. Well, I told you, let's go Kentucky. Dan says, no, Flow Valley this
year. My old alma mater.
Yeah.
I need
Homer.
Yeah.
Go NC State. Beat Louisville tonight. That would be good for me.
It's time to play the Harris Challenge. If you have not been on in the last 30 days, you can play right now by calling 314-969-KTRS, 1-888-550-KTRS. The challenge is brought to you every week by the Well Hungarians, who you can see play every Wednesday night at the Stratford Bar and Grill in Fenton. No cover charge and some really good food. And every Thursday night, they are at the Silver Creek Saloon in Belleville. No cover charge and amazing food there as well. And let's move right into our first contestant for the Harris Challenge today. Hello, Paul.
Hello, Paul.
Hi, welcome to the show. As a contestant on the challenge, you get what we call the five-second cheap plug opportunity, where you can suck up to the boss, shout out to the family, or use it for prearranged commercial endorsement opportunities.
I'll just shout out to all my friends and co-workers at United Industries here in St. Louis, Missouri.
All right, let's turn on the semi-random category computer. And see which categories come spilling out. Led, of course, by Have You Been Paying Attention? That's our weekly topical category. Category 2, people named Cruz but not Ted. And category 3, the name is Fleetwood Mac. Fleetwood Mac is in our town tonight to play at the Scott Trade Center tonight.
Wish I were there, as a matter of fact.
Okay, well, which one of those categories do you want? If you're a Fleetwood Mac fan, there's a category built for you.
I think we'll try that.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Here's how the Harris Challenge works. We have five questions for you, and you can have a minute to answer them. Have I forgotten the rules of the game?
Oh, yeah.
I think so.
I've
been playing
it
for 25 years. I may have played poker a little bit too late last night. So you'll have five questions, 1, 2, 3, 4, and five pointers. That's a total of 15 points you can earn, but you don't have to get them all. Just half or more will win you a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you.
All right, Paul, we have one dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
From the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
Two locations, one in Florissant and one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
We also have from Werenberg Theaters.
Werenberg.
Movie passes. You might want to go see that new Kevin Costner movie, McFarland, or we have... What's the second best Marigold Hotel?
Yeah.
We have a couple of those, too. Or we have a free bowling party.
Nice shot, nice. Ian.
It's available.
Ian's not the only one who knows the brackets. He also knows the bowling.
Oh, yes, he does.
A Kegler.
What's your average?
Two-oh-something.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Two-oh-something or other? This free bowling party is available at Kingpin Lanes. You get 1 hour of bowling, shoe rental for up to six people on one lane, and you get a one large, one topping pizza from the Brick House Pizza Company. And this just added.
Yes, because you can have your choice of those prizes.
Yes.
But starting today, if you get all five questions right for a clean sweep and a total of 15 points, listen to this.
You get a certificate for Jimmy's on the Park.
Oh, dinner at Jimmy's. Perfect.
Oh, yes. You can visit Jimmy's on the Park, 706 DeMunn in Clayton. The patio is now open. You can make your reservation for Easter brunch. That starts at 10 a.m. with live jazz from Jim Manley and Mark Fredericks. That's in the Bistro Bar. So check jimmyscafe.com for more information.
All right. That's only if you get them all right. So let's see how you can do.
For that.
Well, you got to hope. Life is nothing without hope, Paul. The category is, the name is Fleetwood Mac. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which 1977 Fleetwood Mac album is one of only eight in history to sell more than 40 million copies?
Rumors?
Correct. For 1 point each, name the members of Fleetwood Mac who were married to each other.
Pass.
Which of these was never a member of Fleetwood Mac? Peter Green, Bob Welch, Steve Winwood.
Peter Green.
Steve Winwood. Which Fleetwood Mac song was a theme for Bill Clinton's 1992 presidential campaign?
Don't Stop Believin'.
Correct. Well, Don't Stop Believin' was a Journey song, but I'm going to give it to you because it was Don't Stop Thinking About Tomorrow. Which member of Fleetwood Mac appeared on two episodes of Fox's American Horror Story last year?
Who passed?
Back to the two-pointer. For 1 point each, name the members of Fleetwood Mac who were married to each other.
Christy and John McVie.
Correct. Which Fleetwood Mac member was on American Horror Story last year?
I'm going to go with Stevie Nicks.
The correct answer is Stevie Nicks.
Ah.
You know, if you're a close friend of hers like I am, you get to call her Ms. Nicks. Paul, you got everything but the three-pointer for 12 points. You're a winner. Congratulations.
Woo-hoo.
Stand by. Dan will tell you how you get your prizes, and I will move on to contestant number two. Hello, Marty.
Hi.
Hi. Tell me about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Oh, let's just say gold blues.
Okay. Which category would you like? Have you been paying attention? People named Ted, but not Cruz, or Monopoly-ology?
How about it? Have you been paying attention, please?
All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Marty, let's play the Harris Challenge. What did Mad Men star John Hamm recently complete treatment for?
Alcohol addiction.
Correct. Which company merged with Heinz this week to create one of the largest food companies in the world?
I'll pass.
Which college basketball coach left $200 in his will to each of 184 men who played for him over 36 years?
Was it LSU?
It was, well, I need the coach's name.
You need the coach's name. Don't know the coach.
All right. Where will an American named Scott Kelly break a record by spending the next year?
In space.
That's correct. That's all I need, in space, on the International Space Station.
Uh-huh.
What is the name of the Senate minority leader who announced today he will retire and not seek re-election next year?
Harry Reid.
Correct. Back to the two-pointer. What company merged with Heinz?
I don't know. I can't recall.
How about the basketball coach?
Yeah, I don't recall that either.
Three, two, one.
No, I'm on it.
Heinz merged with Kraft, and the basketball coach's name is Dean Smith.
Okay.
Left $200 in his will for each of the guys who played with him and lettered in North Carolina. And as a note, he said, guys, go out and have a nice dinner on me. I have something similar. I have a note left in his will by one of my former bosses. The note said, guess who's fired again? Very compassionate. Marty, let's see how you did. You got the 1, the 4, and the 5. Hey, that's 10 points, making you a winner.
Excellent.
Congratulations. Stand by, and Dan will get to you while I get to our next contestant. Hello, John.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your 5 seconds.
I got nothing. Thank God it's Friday.
Okay. Which category would you like? People named Cruz, but not Ted, Monopoly-ology, or our new third category, multiple choice week?
I'll try the multiple choice.
Okay, 60 seconds on the clock. John, let's play the Harris Challenge. Which former St. Louis Cardinal said he was punched in the face in a racially motivated attack at a gas station? Kurt Ford, Ozzie Smith, Ray Lankford?
It's A.
Kurt Ford is correct. Which state this week authorized the use of firing squads to carry out death penalty sentences when drugs for lethal injections are not available? Was it Utah, Texas, or Oklahoma?
I'll say Texas.
Utah. On the best-selling beverage list, Coke was number 1 last year. Pepsi was number 2. What was number 3? Was it Diet Coke, 7-Up, or Dr. Pepper?
Dr. Pepper.
Diet Coke. Which of these was not stolen from a farm in Columbia, Missouri this week? 2 steers, 2 goats, 2 camels.
I'll say C.
No, it's the goats. Which of these TV shows is not planning a comeback? The Facts of Life, Coach, or The X-Files?
Coach.
No, actually, as Colin told us about 45 minutes ago, the Craig T. Nielsen Show Coach is, for some reason, coming back on the air after 18 years. Also, Fox is bringing back The X-Files, Scully and Mulder, for, I guess, 6 more episodes, if David Duchovny can stop having sex long enough to do it. Isn't he the one who was the first to
Sex addiction.
Sex addiction, yeah. It's The Facts of Life. You only get to 2D one time in life.
Oh, yeah.
John, all you got was the Cardinals question, Kurt Ford, as a correct answer. And for only 1 point, I'm sorry, you don't win anything. Instead, you have to be punished. Here now to punish you with their version of a Rolling Stones classic, a group called The Dragons.
Hey, you get my car.
Hey, Was this recorded across the hall at the Drunken Fish on Thursdays on karaoke night?
I don't know.
I don't know either. All right, John, sorry you didn't win, but thanks for playing. Here comes contestant number four. Hello, Ross.
Hi, how's it going?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your 5 seconds.
All right. Kaylee's Gourmet Nuts, a St. Louis company, family-owned and operated, available in 9 flavors at Schnucks, Dierbergs, and other fine stores.
Now, that's a plug right there. That is a plug, ladies and gentlemen.
Which it's my brother's company. Very proud of him.
Oh, good. Which category do you want, Ross? People named Cruz, but not Ted, or Monopoly-ology?
We're going to go with Monopoly-ology.
All right. This month marks the 80th anniversary of America's classic board game. We've got 60 seconds on the clock. Let's see what you know about it when we play the Harris Challenge. In Spain, the space says Paseo del Prado. In France, it's Rue de la Paix. What is it in the original version of Monopoly here? Go to jail, free parking, or boardwalk?
I will say boardwalk.
Correct. Which of these was not one of the original 10 playing pieces in Monopoly? A dog, a thimble, or a rocking horse?
Oh, rocking horse.
No, there was no dog in there.
Oh.
What about now? Which of these is not one of the 8 playing pieces in the current Monopoly game? Battleship, race car, iron?
I'll go with the battleship.
No, it's the iron. For 1 point each, what are the 4 railroads on the Monopoly board?
Reading, B&O, Short Line, and... Pennsylvania?
Correct. Which of these cities was the first to have a licensed Monopoly game made for it? Rome, Paris, or London?
I'll go with London.
London is the correct answer. The original 10 pieces in Monopoly were iron, purse, lantern. Nobody would ever go, I want to be the lantern. Race car, thimble, shoe, top hat, battleship, cannon, and a rocking horse, but no dog. Ross, you got the 1, you got the 4, you got the 5. 10 points makes you a winner.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Paul.
Nicely done. Take care of your nuts, if you know what I mean.
No.
Have a good weekend. Here's our final contestant. Hello, Mike.
Hello. How you doing?
Good. 5-second cheap plug opportunity.
Okay. On June 5th, coming up, I am with an organization called Keen. It's Kids Enjoy Exercise Now. We get disabled, physically and mentally disabled kids, and get them out and active. So we have our big gala on the 5th at SLU High School, and if everybody could come out and support it, we'd really appreciate it.
All right, Keen, K-E-E-N.
Correct.
Okay, nice plug. Let's see, there's one category left here, Mike, and it is people named Cruz, but not Ted.
Oh, no.
So this has nothing to do about the conservative politician who announced this week he's running for president of the United States. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what country would you find a soccer team named Real Santa Cruz? Is it Spain, Mexico, or Bolivia?
Spain.
Bolivia. Which TV game show is actor and former football player Terry Crews currently the host of?
Pass.
For 1 point each, name the 3 actresses Tom Cruise has been married to.
Actresses Tom Cruise has been married to. Katie Holmes. Pass.
Which Cruise won an Oscar for Best Supporting Actress for Woody Allen's movie Vicky Cristina Barcelona?
Oh, boy. I don't know. Tom Cruise.
Penelope Cruz. Which rock band with Cruz in its name had hits in the late 70s with Love Will Find a Way and What You Gonna Do?
Cruz on.
The band was called Pablo Cruz, which is Spanish for Paul Cruz.
Oh.
Terry Crews is the host of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. He took over from Cedric the Entertainer. And you knew Katie Holmes, but you did not know Nicole Kidman or his first wife, Mimi Rogers. The three wives of Tom Cruise, who I'm sure will be featured Sunday night on HBO in the Scientology documentary. And unfortunately, all you got right was Katie Holmes, so you're tied with John for worst score today, Mike. Only 1 point.
Excellent.
And that means you have to be punished as well.
Get off my cloud.
Get off my cloud. Vikings. That's enough.
And Mike, actually, that Mike answered, did he say Kurt Ford? What was the question?
The question was which former, this is when John's category earlier, which former St. Louis Cardinal said he was punched in the face in a racially motivated attack at a gas station?
And yeah, it was Kurt Ford. Yeah, it was in Fenton.
That was it.
Yeah.
All right. So, Mike, I'm sorry you didn't win, but I hope you have a great weekend.
Oh, that's all right. Everybody, please just look up Keene on the Internet. We'd really appreciate the support.
Okay, for your event on June 5th. I hope it goes well for you. Thanks for playing.
All right, thank you so much. Have a good day.
Thank you. The Harris Challenge is brought to you by the Well Hungarians every Friday at this time. And you can go check out the Well Hungarians tomorrow night at Big Sticks in Breeze, Illinois, where they've got some pretty good food. And you can also download their new album, Bonafide, on iTunes, Amazon, or as Johnny Holsom likes to say, about a dozen other legal download music sites. You can also get the Well Hungarians free app on iPhone or Android, or check them out on wellhungarians.net. Thanks for playing along with the Harris Challenge every Friday around 5:15, exclusively here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.
Meet me.
Let's see how the traffic's moving along. Here's Tim Weiland, and he's airborne. Tim?
Yeah, Dan, we just flew over an accident on eastbound Highway 40 just before Timberlake Manor. That's a multi-vehicle crash, and it's got the left lane blocked. Traffic is backed up midway between Boone's Crossing and Long Road all the way up through Timberlake Manor. Now, let's see here. We've got another accident here. It's on westbound Highway 40 just before Highway 270. It's in the left lane. Traffic is already pretty well jammed up from Spady, we're going to call it now Clayton Warson, out through Highway 270. They've cleared the crash on southbound 270 south of Page. Still looks like a parking lot from about McKelvey down through Dorset, and then things starting to start breaking loose, but it's heavy all the way through Olive and Ladue. Downtown, eastbound 40, you're slowing Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. On westbound 70, a little slowdown as you approach Jennings Station Road through Lucas and Hunt. Southbound 170, that was really heavy now from Del Mar down through Highway 40. This traffic report is brought to you by Choice Hotels. At Choice Hotels, you get free hot breakfast and free internet. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Amenities vary by location. With your Golden Oak Lending airborne traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Wake up!
St. Louis's morning news.
With Kelly Jackson on McGraw Live in the Morning.
Listen every day.
The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Looking back, watching our kids and grandkids at play creates awesome memories, some better than others. I must admit, I don't much care to watch them play video games or tweet on smartphones. Way too much of that today. Hi, this is Terry with Weedman Lawn Care. Wouldn't the image of our children playing be better if it was them playing hide-and-seek, the baseball games of pickle and 500, or badminton, Red Rover, or croquet? These games only need your kids' involvement and a great lawn for the play space. At Weedman, we can help with both. Go to WeedmanUSA.com to obtain a quote on having us turn your lawn into where children's memories are made. We'll also send you a list of great games and descriptions for them to play. They'll sure get a lot more exercise than just moving their thumbs on a keyboard. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today to begin making more great family memories on your lawn. We use only golf course quality timed release granular fertilizers. And Weedman is recommended over competitors by landscapers, golf course superintendents, and many of your friends and neighbors. Go to WeedmanUSA.com, where memories are made and promises are kept.
It might seem that this winter will never end. Guess what? It has. At Suburban Leisure Center. And speaking of spring, isn't it time to replace that old weathered outdoor furniture you've put up with for years? And surely that old rusty barbecue needs to be retired. Suburban Leisure Center has a great selection of everything you'd need to have yourself a mini resort in your yard, with patio furniture from all the top brands, plus umbrellas, and just about everything you'd need that will make you go, ah, on the patio. Now let's talk about barbecues. Suburban Leisure Center has barbecues and more. Barbecues from all the top brands are now in stock. And if you buy a gas grill, you'll receive free propane for a year. So what are you waiting for? With Suburban Leisure Center's unmatched selection and prices, you'll get what you need for less. Suburban Leisure Center is on Olive, just a mile west of 141, where better homes and backyards begin. Online at suburbanleisurecenter.com.
The real estate market is heating up, and you need an expert in there helping you every step of the way. And that's where Kathy Helbig from the Kathy Helbig Group comes in. How hot is this market?
The market is hot right now for both sellers and buyers. Interest rates are low for buyers, and inventory is low for sellers, so it's a perfect market for both.
If a seller calls you up, can you help them with staging their home?
Absolutely. We ask sellers to call us way in advance so that we can come in and advise them on staging and trends so that we can get the most dollar for their home before they go on the market.
Your buyer's agents and your seller's agents are specialists, and they have and you have incorporated technology. Tell us about that.
We have. We offer client-issued iPads to use throughout the transaction so that we can do paperless with our clients. We can communicate through the iPads, and we also have all kinds of fun apps for them to search for homes as well as decorating and other apps for in and around their house.
That's Kathy Helbig from the KathyHelbigGroup.com, 314-276-SOLD or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
Looking forward to your tax refund? So are identity thieves who steal refunds by filing fraudulent tax returns. Last year alone, they stole more than an estimated $5 billion from hardworking Americans just like you. Once identity thieves get a hold of your tax forms, watch out. They know that virtually all the information they need to steal your identity and even your life savings is right there. Help protect yourself with LifeLock Ultimate Plus. LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides protection for your social security number, bank accounts, investments, even the equity in your home. And while no one can stop all identity theft and nobody can monitor every single business, LifeLock Ultimate Plus provides their most comprehensive identity theft protection available. If you're filing taxes this year, especially if you're filing online, get LifeLock Ultimate Plus. Visit LifeLock.com and use promo code AWARE or call and mention AWARE to save 10%. Call 800-520-9095. 800-520-9095. 800-520-9095.
FYI, St. Louis, Appliance Discounters is having the biggest Bosch warehouse sale of the year. Get the lowest price ever on Bosch appliances, and you'll also get a 10% rebate back on purchases of three or more Bosch appliances. We're not stopping there. When you purchase any Bosch dishwasher, Appliance Discounters will install it for free. Appliance Discounters is the fastest growing Bosch appliance dealer in the Midwest. Shop any of our four locations in Webster Grove, St. Charles, Arnold, or Baldwin, or shop us online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Do you need to sell your home today, but it's in need of repairs? At the letter you name your home price.com, we will purchase your home as is. No inspections, just name the price. If the price meets our investment criteria, we will purchase it. No negotiations, no hassle. Just visit younameyourhomeprice.com and make your best and final offer. We even have rental properties to help you get a fresh start. Presented by Corey Ellis Group, Berkshire Hathaway Select Properties.
Baseball season's upon us. Time to fire up the grill. Broilmaster, the most durable grill known to man, features an outstanding roster of grills, smokers, and slow cookers, including their new fire-breathing charcoal grill. Broilmaster Grills, smoke the competition. With a lifetime limited warranty on most parts, see BroilmasterSTL.com for the winning lineup at the Fireplace and Grill Center on Manchester or Gas Appliance Service near Westport. Visit BroilmasterSTL.com for a special offer today. The St. Louis Football Club, the St. Louis FC, the area's newest professional sports franchise is here. And its inaugural soccer season kicks off April 11th versus the Pittsburgh Riverhounds at the historic soccer park in Fenton. Season ticket packages start at $150 with all-inclusive seating available for all 15 home games. Single game tickets for the home opener are also on sale now. St. Louis FC tickets and merchandise are available at stlouisfc.com. See you at the park.
You have to get your grass ready for spring, right? That's where DynaGreen comes in. Check your local lawn and garden dealer and get the Crabgrass Preventer. Controls crabgrass, annual grasses, and broadleaf weeds for up to 5 months and rapidly thickens your lawn. How would you like to have the best lawn on the block? DynaGreen and DynaGreenInfo.com. Designed for the region, designed for the climate, designed for you, the homeowner. Ask your local lawn and garden dealer, DynaGreen or DynaGreenInfo.com. DynaGreen can be found at Sappington Garden Center.
FYI, St. Louis, Appliance Discounters is having the biggest Bosch warehouse sale of the year. Get the lowest price ever on Bosch appliances, and you'll also get a 10% rebate back on purchases of three or more Bosch appliances. We're not stopping there. When you purchase any Bosch dishwasher, Appliance Discounters will install it for free. Appliance Discounters is the fastest growing Bosch appliance dealer in the Midwest. Shop any of our four locations in Webster Grove, St. Charles, Arnold, or Baldwin, or shop us online at theappliancediscounters.com.
It's Aloha Friday. No work till Monday. It's Aloha Friday.
Yeah, it's the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. This portion of the show brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. If you are on your way home westbound on 40 through the Chesterfield Valley and thinking, what are we going to do for dinner? What are we going to do this weekend for food? Pull off at the Boone's Crossing exit, backtrack up a little bit, and go to the Smokehouse Market. Get soups, sandwiches, stuff you can throw on the grill this weekend. Because by Sunday, it's going to be 60 degrees again, and you'll be grilling. Get pies. Get all sorts of stuff at the Smokehouse. Or you know what? Think ahead next time and make reservations to eat next door for a fabulous sit-down dinner at Annie Gunn's. They both sponsor this gentleman who's in Southern California right now, Mr. Mike Evans.
That's right.
Hello, Mike.
Little Polly Harris.
Okay. Don't call me that.
Why?
I don't mind the little part. It's the Polly part I hate.
Really?
Yeah. Have you ever known any character or person named Polly who was worth anybody's esteem?
Rocky.
At all?
Ooh,
Polly. Yeah.
He's Rocky's right-hand man.
Burt Young in the Rocky movies, or Polly Shore, or Polly the Parrot. None of these are anybody
Yo,
looks
Polly.
Up to. No.
I don't like being called Mikey.
Yeah.
Mikey.
Yeah, because you get that, hey, Mikey, give it to Mikey. He'll
Mikey
eat anything.
Yeah. No, Mikey freaking hates it. Keeping up with the theme we've had all week, Pop Quiz question, who is Kurt Cobain and Courtney Love's daughter, Frances Beans' godmother, Amy Adams, Carol Reed, Stevie Nicks, Drew Barrymore? Sports Shorts is true. Tiger Woods is not taking time off from golf on his own. That the PGA suspended Tiger for using performance-enhancing drugs. This from a source close to Woods who wanted to remain anonymous. Don't know if it's true, but I can tell you that was a hot rumor spread around yesterday at some private golf courses here in Southern California.
Hmm.
O.J. Simpson in the Hall of Fame. NFL executive Joe Horrigan says that NFL Darren Sharper, who pleaded guilty and was sentenced to multiple rapes this week,
yes,
is still eligible for the Hall of Fame. However,
and there's always a however in life,
Pete Rose, guilty of gambling and betting on his own team, still after 26 years, they say will not be allowed in the Hall. There's something wrong with that.
There's something very wrong. And by the way, Darren Sharper probably going to serve his 10-year sentences, not consecutively, but at the same time. So he could be out with good behavior in like 6.5 years for multiple rapes of multiple women.
They said that he could have raped as many as 15, and he pleaded guilty to 5, I think.
Why is he getting out ever?
Exactly. Yeah. Can you imagine if it was your daughter or your wife?
Oh, no.
Couple of movie reviews. See if we agree on these.
Well, I didn't see any movies this week, so whatever you say, I agree with.
Get Hard.
I beg your pardon?
Yeah. No. I don't want to get romantic with you.
Okay.
With Will Ferrell. Very stupid.
Really?
Very vulgar. Very goofy. Oh, yeah, and it's not funny.
Ugh.
You've been warned. It's like Will Ferrell and Hart just sort of walk through this just to get through it so they can get some money.
Mm-hmm.
Just brutal.
Yeah.
Rated R, 99 minutes, 1 star.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bad news. Now some good news.
Okay.
Also opening today in limited engagements, While We Are Young. Did you ever see that one?
No, I haven't, but I want to.
Stiller and Naomi Watts as a married 40-something childless couple, and Adam Driver and Amanda Seyfried as a 20-something, also a childless couple. When the older couple starts hanging out with the younger couple, they begin to act like them, or at least try. Very quirky, very different, and very funny. Something very real about this film. Rated R, 97 minutes, 3.5 stars.
What's it called?
It's called While We Are Young.
Hasn't opened here in St. Louis. I think it's 2 or 3 weeks away.
Okay, then. Update. There was a chance for another season of Downton Abbey, but yesterday afternoon, producers, Nixon said next season, season 6, will be the last season. That's sad. Mm. Did you ever watch that, Paul?
No, my wife is into Downton Abbey, though.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
I love that show. Date in history. I don't know anything about this. Maybe you can help. March 27th, 1998, Viagra is approved for use in the United States.
I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that could be. Dan?
Yeah, sure. Dan is old enough, so he probably is familiar with that.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I know about it.
That's the hair loss thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
That's what it is.
So Frank, Frank probably has to take it every day, yeah.
Let's go to the pop quiz question. Who is Frances Bean's godmother? Is it Amy Adams, Tara Reid, Stevie Nicks, Drew Barrymore?
Tara Reid.
Oh, man.
I'll say Stevie Nicks.
Yeah, I was also going to go Stevie Nicks.
The answer is Drew Barrymore.
Oh.
And finally, yeah, baby, Aloha Friday, the word of Monday, we're going to play today, Aloha Friday. Have a wonderful weekend, St. Louis. Enjoy the weather. Take care of each other. We'll talk to you Monday. And Lily O'Kalani, Lani, Annie O'K, Eloku, and Aka, and Uyo, Chiloway, Kevigi, Kara, who?
There's Mike Evans, brought to you every day by Annie Gunn's Restaurant on the Smokehouse Market in the Chesterfield Valley. A lot of stuff going on in town tonight. Fleetwood Mac at the Scott Trade Center. My wife and I are going to Powell Symphony Hall. The symphony tonight and tomorrow night is going to show the movie The Godfather, and the orchestra is going to play the music while the movie's on the screen.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
I've gone to a couple of these. Most of them, the two that we went to, the first ones were Charlie Chaplin's Modern Times and City Lights, which are, you know, essentially silent movies. They had some talking in them, but essentially silent. But to take a movie like The Godfather,
wow,
certainly one of the top five movies of all time, and perform it there. Everybody will know the score, classic music, which was written by Francis Ford Coppola's father, I understand. So that's, they're doing one performance tonight that we're going to, and another one tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, we're going to go see Paula Poundstone, one of my favorite comedians, who does an amazing show. We saw her at the Sheldon, I don't know if it was last year or the year before. She comes out, and she does 2 hours, no opening act, and half of it improvised with the audience.
Wow.
Just interacting with the audience. I've never seen anybody do a stand-up show the way she does. I don't know if there are tickets left, but if you've not seen Paula, you should go see her sometime. All right, let's move on to Knuckleheads, which is brought to you now by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company. Need a cab? Call 314-652-3456 or download the STL Taxi app and call Laclede Cab that way. In the globe for stories wacky enough to qualify as knuckleheads in the news, we begin in Sauget, Illinois, where Wade Buckner has been sentenced for trying to pass a bogus $100 bill at the Oz nightclub 2 years ago. When he used it to pay for drinks, the bartender thought it looked fake, ran it underwater. Not only did the ink smear, the colors ran. Not exactly waterproof. By the way, Buckner ran as well. Pushed his way out of Oz, ran next door to the Penthouse Club, which is where Oz's bouncers caught up with him and dragged him back. When the cops showed up, Buckner said he didn't have any more counterfeit money on him. Then they searched him, found four more counterfeit $100 bills. He has just been sentenced to 9 days in prison in order to pay a $100 fine with real currency. Thanks to Matt Burrows for this story from Fairfield, Maine. Christopher Wallace, wanted by the police for burglary, made it a little too easy for them to find him. First, he posted a message on Snapchat saying he was back in his home after the department had made it public several weeks ago that they were looking for him. Well, the police department was tipped off about that Snapchat post, and that's when Wallace made his second mistake. He posted another Snapchat message saying the police were in the house looking for him and he was hiding in a cabinet. The new message prompted more phone calls to a department dispatcher who told the cops on the scene, who found him in a cabinet. After Wallace was arrested, deputies took to social media themselves and put a message on the police department's Facebook page about how they caught him. Quote, a search of the kitchen cabinets turned up some food, some pots and pans, and a pair of feet. The pair of feet just so happened to be attached to a person, and that person was Christopher Wallace, who was removed from the cabinet and placed under arrest. I would have taken a picture and put it up on Snapchat. That's why I can't be a cop. I don't think like they do. In Plantation Key, Florida, a man called the cops to report that he and his wife had gone out for the evening and left their house unlocked like they always do. That's a smart idea, isn't it?
Yeah.
He says, we don't even have a key to the house. We never lock it. When they got home, they found evidence that somebody else had been in there and eaten a Pop-Tart and drank a soda and messed with the iPad. The browser history showed a lot of visits to porn sites and to YouTube while the homeowners were out of the house. The iPad was still logged into the Facebook page of a 16-year-old boy. Deputy Luis Gomez took all the information, then called a school resource officer at Coral Shores High School to ask if the boy was a student there. Interviewed the teen at the school. He admitted to being inside the home and accessing the iPad and another computer, and was really embarrassed that he had forgotten to log out of Facebook and clear the browser history. And we'll finish today in Hopa, Turkey. I always thought that Hopa only had one meaning, which is the sound you make when you're a circus performer and you come off this trapeze or the tumbling bit. Hopa! No, it's a town in Turkey. Customs officers there at the Sarpi border crossing noticed a 25-year-old man acting suspiciously while trying to get into the country. They asked him to open his large suitcase and were surprised at what they found inside. His 22-year-old girlfriend stuffed into the suitcase. Why? She had previously been banned from crossing the border into Turkey. They were both then deported back to Georgia. The suitcase method was also employed earlier this month by a Russian woman trying to cross into Poland by hiding in her French husband's bag. She was also discovered by authorities, and she and her husband arrested on a charge of attempting to evade border control. How big are these suitcases, or how tiny are these women? That and more explored tonight on your 6 o'clock news from Fox 2, starting in 5 minutes. On behalf of Ian and Dan and Tim and everybody else who works here in the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, I'm Paul Harris. Next week, listen to me on the 1 to 3 show, filling in for John Carney.
Hi, crew. Carney here.
No, it'll be Harris here next week.
Crew. Paul Harris is in for me.
On the Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
All right, let's get a check on traffic and go airborne right now. Here's Tim Weiland as well.
You do the best, man. You definitely do the best.
Oh, thanks, Tim.
All right. And they're still working with this crash. It's on eastbound 40. It's just before Timberlake Manor. The left lane is blocked. You've got traffic backed up between Long Road and Boone's Crossing up through there. Continue east on Highway 40. You're still going to find it slow between McKnight and Big Bend. On westbound 40, things getting a lot better. You're looking good from the Science Center all the way out through McKnight. Now, once you hit Clayton Warson, you're going to find some slow areas from that point all the way out through Timberlake Manor where that accident is. There was also an accident just before Highway 270 that had the left lane blocked. Things are looking a lot better on southbound 270 since they cleared that accident south of Page. Now, there is volume that's making its way down through Doherty Ferry and Highway 44. Northbound 55 downtown, you've got an accident just north of Park. It's moved off to the right shoulder, but traffic is slow south of Park. And then we've got our new crash reported on eastbound 70 near Bermuda that had a lane block when we checked it last. This traffic report is brought to you by Choice Hotels. At Choice Hotels, you get free hot breakfast and free internet. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Amenities vary by location. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee Can and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
Thursday through Sunday at Firestone Complete Auto Care, save $100 when you spend $500. See store for details. Offer valid March 26th through the 29th. Minimum purchase required.
You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you've got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear? Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
Thanks for calling.
Hi, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Bye,
In your car, on your way home, need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Coverage you can count on. This is Fox 2 News at 6.
Three people shot in South City. Two are dead. One is in critical condition.
I'm Elliot Davis. A dramatic beating on a Metrolink train caught graphically on tape after a man is asked about the Mike Brown case. I get answers in a live report.
The sky looks like winter, complete with wandering snow flurries, and changes are going to be slow. I'll have that weekend forecast.
Officers in Columbia doing something a little bit different today. We'll show you how they're helping a good cause coming up.
First on Fox tonight, a deadly day in South St. Louis as detectives investigate a triple shooting that has left two dead.
The crime scene is in the Bevo Mill neighborhood on Itasca. Fox 2's Rocky Madden is live in South St. Louis. Rocky.
People who live around here say this neighborhood.